Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast. You are about to hear a kingdom living message from Reverend Kofi Asa of Dominion Embassy, a ministry committed to unveiling our Lord Jesus Christ and his kingdom system. Reverend Kofi Asa is also a pastor at the Prevailing Word Chapel. Please sit back and enjoy this anointed and insightful message.
Today, we want to directly speak to one of the roots of our challenges as humans, and most especially as people of Africa and African descent. Now, we will do this in three parts, and we will have the first part or session today. I will be discussing this subject with you from the pages of one of my books that I have entitled Jesus, Our Security. Black people have strategically good sides, like our spirituality and desire for God, our hardiness in withstanding hardships and adverse physical conditions, our bounciness or lively, springy, energetic, and hot nature, and our buoyancy, talking about our ability to quickly recover emotionally and be cheerful in suffering. These are all wonderful things we can talk about. But for now, we will try to diagnose the source of the negative attitudes and behavior that is exhibited by the great majority of our people, and that has created our current undesirable situations, both on the home continent and most parts of the black communities in the diaspora. Now, after this diagnosis, we will proffer God's solution to it. Actually, this solution is Jesus Christ, and he is the best of God's solutions. You know, God has the good, acceptable, and perfect solutions to all challenges on earth that we face as humans. But his perfect and best solution is Jesus Christ. Jesus actually touched on and repaired the source of our current socio-political, economic, cultural, and spiritually disagreeable situations. What we need is wisdom to apply him to these negative dispositions and situations now. So the best gift of God, who is Jesus, is to help us to be at our best as humans, not at our good or acceptable self. And being at our best or at our excellent self is shown in having the kingdom or rule of God in us and our societies. Ladies and gentlemen, the kingdom of God in our societies involves living in the dignity of people created in the image of God, as it was in the Garden of Eden and as it is in heaven right now. This is God's ultimate for us as humans and as black people for that matter. Yes, my friend, only the best is good for the best creation of God, that is humans. And it takes the best of God, being Jesus, to deliver God's best, which is his kingdom, to us. we certainly cannot be happy with the good and acceptable as black people. So we need to pursue excellence. What is good and acceptable is a form of the mediocre. Yes, mediocrity may generally and relatively seem to be the trademark of dark-skinned people, but this is fast changing. Once we wisely apply God's best solution, who is Jesus, to all aspects of our lives, we will generally be at our best selves. Yes, we are going to be at our excellent self as people of color or black people. And again, we will get there when we wisely apply Jesus to ourselves and our situations. So, my friend, after having Jesus as your Savior and Lord, you need to have Him as your very life. Hallelujah. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 16b to 17 says, making mention of you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give to you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Him, referring to Jesus. Apostle Paul, in this quote, prayed for the believers in Ephesus to have wisdom to make use of the Jesus they already knew. Yes, these people knew Jesus as Lord and Savior because they were believers already. But Jesus had to be applied to their everyday lives to lift it from ordinary living to a life of excellence and practical progress in all aspects of life, such as in the political and socio-economic lives of believers. Such is what wisdom alone can do. So the believers in Ephesus needed to have the spirit of wisdom and revelation to make practical use of the Jesus that they professed. It is the same with us today, my friend. All believers, especially dark-skinned ones, need to go beyond seeing Jesus as their savior from sin and hell to seeing Him as affecting all aspects of their lives. This is the gospel of the kingdom that Jesus brought and which He said will be revived in this end time to usher in the end. This is because the kingdom of God that is practically expressed on earth is the ultimate will of God for all men. Matthew chapter 24, verse 14. That is why you need to have wisdom in your knowledge of Jesus. Wisdom ensures that Jesus is made real or practical in your everyday life and not just in your spirituals or your church life. Indeed, our Lord Jesus was firstly made wisdom to all men. Yes, our dearest Jesus is God's ability who first created us and later came to us as our Savior and Lord from sin. Thus, we cannot neglect the wisdom that Jesus first was made to us and have Him as Savior alone. Jesus is indeed God's wisdom. He is God's ability to get things done. Jesus is how God does things, including how he saves us from sin. We will now take a read from King Solomon. You know, Solomon's name means peace or security, and he is a type of the present day believer. He is the son of King David, who is a type of our Lord Jesus Christ. And needless to say, King Solomon was dark-skinned and not a white European. So, what he says can even be more relevant to his fellow dark-skinned people as to all mankind, irrespective of color. Now, Solomon says, and I quote, "Does not wisdom cry out, and understanding lift up her voice? The Lord possessed me at the beginning of his way, before his works of old. Then I was beside him as a master craftsman, and I was daily his delight, rejoicing always before him, rejoicing in his inhabited world. And my delight was with the sons of men." Proverbs chapter 8, verse 1, verse 22 and 30 to 31. So, ladies and gentlemen, wisdom, according to King Solomon, who is a type of the present day believer, crafts. Wisdom is the master craftsman. This wisdom, who practically crafted all of God's creation, is actually our Lord Jesus Christ. That is what John chapter 1 verse 1 and 2 and verse 14 says. So why do we reduce our use of Jesus to only our spiritual or church life? I will say this again. Why do we as believers reduce our application of Jesus to only our spiritual or church life if he was first presented to humanity as a master craftsman of God's physical creation? You know, Jesus Christ was God's treasure and daily delight, even as a master craftsman. Nevertheless, God released him to us to be our savior from sin because of his love for mankind. So the least we can do to honor God's sacrifice of Jesus to us is to make full use of him, not just to save us spiritually, but also to craft or shape the physical aspects of our lives, which was his first or initial job on us. And he, Jesus, was not forced by God to come to us on earth. He also already delighted in humans when he was a master craftsman to be with us and to skillfully affect all aspects of our physical lives in a manner that pleases God. Please note that from Proverbs chapter 8 verse 30 to 31 that we just read, God's wisdom or Jesus is presented to mankind as a female. She is referred to as her in our court. You know, in the Bible, the female is seen as passive and practical, whilst the male is seen as active and ceremonial. What this means is that when you have Jesus, who is the wisdom of God, he is to affect your practical life. That is why he was presented as a female. Wisdom was presented as a female in Proverbs chapter 8.
We'll be back briefly to continue with the word. Dominion Embassy is a non-denominational teaching ministry, and our mission is to enable people to rule in life through acknowledging the treasure of the Lord in them. Our purpose is to teach about the treasure of the Lord, namely Jesus and His kingdom system. Our vision is to fully acknowledge the person, principles, and performance of Jesus for mankind to teach the kingdom system of God. And our strategy is to bring the kingdom message and ways of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to practical living, teaching and preaching, literature, seminar, and audio visuals, all in the subliminal style of Jesus Christ. Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast.
But he is to affect our practical life in his way, not in our own ingenious religious ways. In other words, God's wisdom, or Jesus, practically puts down our own religious ways of going about our practical life. He introduces God's wisdom, or God's kingdom ways of doing things, that pleases God. So you cannot become passive to your human style or ways and do things in God's kingdom ways. God wants us to do things in his kingdom ways as modeled and dictated by God's kind of wisdom, who is the person of Jesus Christ. So Jesus, or wisdom, is the best gift God ever gives. The best gift, therefore, is not rich or varied natural resources, as boasted of by black people on the home continent. Neither is the best gift money, or the apostle, or the prophet, the evangelist, the pastor, the teacher, the bishop, the travel opportunities, the leadership or followership. The best gift of God is wisdom. King Solomon, the type of the present day believer, asked for wisdom, and God was so pleased because the wisdom he asked for was Jesus. That is why God added riches, wealth, and honor to him, that is to Solomon. Beloved, wisdom is the only blessing that God adds all other things to, because it is the perfect or best gift, being Jesus Christ himself. So there is the incomparability of wisdom. Wisdom is the only blessing of God that he gives to all men unconditionally in his infinite love for all. This is no wonder, because wisdom is Jesus. Yes, God freely gives his very best to all men who believe in him enough to ask. It is because he wants all of us humans, irrespective of skin color or background, to gain back our lost security. James chapter 1 verse 5-6b says, and I quote, "If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering." Unquote. Wow. God gives wisdom bountifully to all, without upbraiding or railing at you, without chiding you, defaming you, or taunting you. In other words, He gives us wisdom without questioning whether we are qualified for it or not. He just gives it graciously to you, whether you are His worshiper or not. God is so loving and gracious, and we need to change our mental picture that we have about Him. We just have to ask Him, believing that although you may not deserve it, you know that He loves you enough to give you His best gift. Ladies and gentlemen, if God gives His best gift by grace, how much more all other gifts? Now, I want us to answer the question, why God gives wisdom graciously. So please get this picture of God as a gracious giver to all. He gives without reproaching or shaming you. And have you thought about why God does this? It is partly because He wants all men to feel secure and complete in His best and only gift that brings completion and security to all lives. That is Jesus Christ. In other words, God does not want you to feel inferior and insecure as a person. He wants to settle and secure you in Him and in yourself. Wisdom, ladies and gentlemen, is God's ability, His know-how, His direction or technology to make the future that He has for you become a practical reality. So wisdom borders on God's future plan or will for you. Thus, wisdom is the grace to get God's future will for you done. And He is the person of Jesus. No wonder our Lord Jesus came to us full of grace and truth. John chapter 1, verse 14 and 17. The wisdom of God that Jesus is given graciously. Yes, my friend, wisdom goes with grace because He is the same person, Jesus Christ, our Lord. In fact, when God wants to show grace to you, He gives you wisdom and understanding. It is because wisdom is the grace to get things done. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 7b to 8 says, and I quote, according to the riches of His grace, which He made to abound to us in all wisdom and prudence. So God makes grace abound to human beings in wisdom and prudence. So wisdom and prudence become the manifestation of the grace of God in your life. Prudence here is the same as understanding. So to show you grace, God gives you wisdom and understanding. Wisdom, therefore, is the manifestation of grace, my friend. And by it, we can have the ability, the grace, to do things for ourselves as humans, and most especially as black people. So, wisdom is everything, my friend. Jesus is everything to us. And the first reason why wisdom is everything is because wisdom is Jesus Christ. Beloved, the first release of Jesus to the sons of men was first in the form of wisdom then righteousness, then sanctification or purifier, and finally redemption or salvation. That is what 1 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 30 says, and I quote, "But of him you are in Christ Jesus, who became for us wisdom from God, and righteousness, and sanctification, and redemption," unquote. Now, the order of manifestation of Jesus to mankind is what I want you to note. It starts with wisdom and ends with redemption. Jesus is how God does things, including how he saves us from sin and hell. The second reason why wisdom is everything is because wisdom is about how things are done, and God cares about how we do things, not just what we do. My friend, when all is said and done, what will matter before God is how you did it, not what you did. Yes, God cares about the kingdom ways of Jesus, by which men should achieve and accomplish great things in this life. Jesus, or wisdom, is still God's daily delight. Jesus's ways or style brings pleasure to God. So God wants us to use Jesus Christ or his wisdom to get things done in all aspects of our lives today. That is why 1 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 10 says, and I quote, "According to the grace of God which was given to me as a wise master builder, I have laid a foundation and another builds on it. But let each one take heed how he builds on it," unquote. As we have said, wisdom is a manifestation of grace. So God's grace on Apostle Paul made him a wise person who practically built things after the wisdom or know-how of God. That is why Apostle Paul encourages us in our quotes to watch the manner we are building whatever we are doing. It is because God cares about how his work is done, not just that his work should be done. He cares about how we improve our socio-economic, financial, political, domestic, educational lives, etc., etc. Beloved, God's agenda or will for us as black people must be done the way Jesus or God's wisdom instructs us. I call it the kingdom ways, or the king's ways. This is the way of Jesus Christ, who alone pleases God well. So wisdom is important to have in your bid to get things done in a manner that pleases God. Now, my friend, in our next session, we will consider an important kingdom way by which we receive wisdom from God as nations, churches, organizations, and individuals. God bless you. Shalom blessings on all of you. You came from
heaven to earth. I hope you've been blessed by the word. In case you've not accepted Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, kindly say this after me. Dear God, I repent towards you and sin. Come into my heart and make you Jesus my Lord and Savior. Thank you for forgiving all my sins already, saving me from hell, and accepting me into your kingdom as your royal child. In Jesus' name, amen. For this and other kingdom messages and books from Dominion Embassy, call 020-8078-535. Visit our website at www.dominionembassygh.com. www.kingdomliving.org or our offices at number 1 Karat Avenue, Eric Warden Street, near Zoom Lion offices, off Queen of Peace Academy, West Anaji Estate, Takoradi, Ghana. God richly bless you.
Lord, I lift your name.